Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 14th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 9, 26 to 43, and reading the International Children's Bible. Then Saul went to Jerusalem. He tried to join the group of followers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe that he was really a follower. But Barnabas accepted Saul and took him to the apostles. Barnabas told them that Saul had seen the Lord on the road. He explained how the Lord had spoken to Saul. Then he told them how boldly Saul had preached in the name of Jesus in Damascus. And so Saul stayed with the followers. He went everywhere in Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of Jesus. He would often talk and argue with the Jews who spoke Greek, but they were trying to kill him. When the brothers learned about this, they took Saul to Caesarea. From there they sent him to Tarsus. The church everywhere in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had a time of peace. With the help of the Holy Spirit, the group became stronger. The believers showed that they respected the Lord by the way they lived. Because of this, the group of believers grew larger and larger. As Peter was traveling through all the area, he visited God's people who lived in Lydda. There he met a paralyzed man named Aeneas. Aeneas had not been able to leave his bed for the past 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Stand up and make your bed." Aeneas stood up immediately. All the people living in Lydda and the plain of Sharon saw him. These people turned to the Lord. In the city of Joppa, there was a follower named Tabitha. Her Greek name, Dorcas, means a deer. She was always doing good and helping the poor. While Peter was in Lydda, Tabitha became sick and died. Her body was washed and put in a room upstairs. The followers in Joppa heard that Peter was in Lydda. Lydda is near Joppa. So they sent two men to Peter. They begged him, "Hurry, please come to us." Peter got ready and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. All the widows stood around Peter crying. They showed him the shirts and coats that Tabitha had made when she was still alive. Peter sent everyone out of the room. He kneeled and prayed. Then he turned out to the body and said, "Tabitha, stand up." She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then he called the believers and the widows into the room. He showed them Tabitha. She was alive. People everywhere in Joppa learned about this, and many believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for many days with a man named Simon, who was a leather worker. Let's pray for faith. Dear Jesus, help us have faith and acceptance for you into our hearts, acceptance for people, and acceptance for ourselves. Help us to have love and faith and peace in our hearts today and for the rest of our days. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.